It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. During our show on the lives of miners, several callers mentioned the importance of the bond that develops underground. Eric Kingston emailed us from Boise, Idaho. As a former underground hard rock miner, I can attest to the fraternity of miners, the extreme dangers faced by underground professionals, and the intense mutual trust among co-workers. There's no room for error and no tolerance for those who don't live by the miner's code. Like the song says, it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew where the danger is double and the pleasures are few. My thoughts are with the miners in Utah and their families. A week ago, Kay Heimowitz was on to talk about her op-ed on the value of summer jobs. These days, a lot of students line up for unpaid internships in the summer, and she worries that they're missing out on the lessons of bagging groceries or scooping ice cream. One thing I learned, wrote James in South Bend, Indiana, opportunities do not grow on trees. Sometimes the choice is between advancement with the non-paying internship and a job that doesn't build up the resume but pays the bills. That choice really stinks. Those baby Einstein videos have come under fire lately. Some argue they don't make kids any smarter. Others say kids just shouldn't be watching that much TV. Alicia, a listener in Iowa, added, "At the very least, these videos reinforce the habit of sitting in front of the television. Diversion or not, it's something I don't think children need to be taught. There are more than enough chances for a child to zone out watching TV. I think it's a parent's job to care for their child rather than temporarily getting them out of the way. I must note that I don't have children, and my tune may be very different when that happens." Another listener who does have kids argued that a few minutes in front of the tube and a few minutes of quiet for mom or dad is no big deal. Today's mom has to do a laundry, groceries, cleaning, making dinner, taking care of the children all between the time she comes home from work and the time she goes to bed. So if a mom or a dad wants to pop in a video for 30 minutes and have her toddler listen to Mozart and watch a red ball spinning, and that toddler is willing to sit still, I say go for it. I did that with Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street with my kids, and they turned out just fine. Give parents a break. That email from Mitzi Tui in San Antonio. And speaking of videos, we wrapped up our summer movie festival with Murray Horowitz last week. The final category was best high school movies of all time. There were votes for Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Grease, Heathers, and the big winner, The Breakfast Club. We put together a list of all the movies that were mentioned on the show this summer. That's the best threequels, pop star bios, caper movies, and movie robots. The full list is at our blog, npr.org/blogofthenation. And we're open to suggestions for next summer's topics, too. You can email those to us. Or if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Ashley Grashaw, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Beth Novi produces our web content. Gwen Newton directs the program. The assistant producer and director today is Sarah Handel. Kimberly Jones is our technical director. She gets engineering help from Neil Tivolt. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. The executive producer and hurricane watcher is Sue Goodwin. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.